This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's going to be all Obama all the time on television news tonight. The president is doing interviews with six different networks, making his case for an attack on Syria. Tomorrow night, of course, is the speech. Oval Office, prime time. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at the enduring power of the television message.
Tonight, President Obama sits down for individual interviews with anchors from the four main networks, plus PBS and CNN. That is a lot of talking. But it's a worthwhile investment for Obama, says Bill Carroll, vice president of Katz Television Group.
The best way to reach the largest number of people is by going on television.
Nightly news viewership is smaller than it once was, but ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox still get a combined 5 million viewers a night. And that time doesn't come cheap. As a candidate, Obama would have had to pay as much as $100,000 a minute for an ad during those shows, which means tonight's six interviews would run well into the millions.
The advantage of going on these news programs before giving a speech is to soften up the battlefield.
Political consultant Hank Scheinkopf says tonight's one-on-one interview is a clever tactic. Tonight, Obama can be relaxed and down to earth. In tomorrow's White House speech, Obama will likely appear forceful and presidential.
He's good on TV.
Kenneth Rogoff is a professor of public policy and economics at Harvard. He says the actual broadcasts will reach older viewers. Younger viewers will go online to watch highlights.
Young people today look at YouTube videos way ahead of New York Times articles, I'm afraid. So it's the medium where you get the most impact.
Obama's not the only leader turning to TV to gain public support. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will appear tonight on CBS and PBS. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.